You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Henat Baba. Every year, on the anniversary of a person's death, Vietnamese children and grandchildren make a feast. The celebration binds generations together in a commitment that extends beyond death. It's an expression of identity and values in a world where traditions will inevitably change. Reporter Christine Nguyen looks at her grandmother's death anniversary and its meaning in her family.
In 2006, my mom had a dream. Grandma sat above her, perched on a black stone wall, so high her feet didn't touch the floor. "Mother," Mom called, "you're up so high, you might fall to your death." A phone call interrupted Mom's dream. It was her brother. Their mother was dead. "Sister," he added, "I've made Mother a tombstone, black, granite from India." Ancestor worship is the most common religious practice in Vietnam. It's called Dao Ung Ba, or belief in grandfather and grandmother. When a Vietnamese parent dies, the children make an altar in their homes for the parent's spirit to live. It doesn't matter if a Vietnamese family is Buddhist, Catholic, or another religion. Respect and worship of elders is universal. Vietnamese in the U.S. have had to modify some funeral customs. We don't bury parents in the garden, and we don't exhume the bones 3 years later, clean them, and rebury them in a permanent shrine. We settle for a plot in a cemetery. But Grandma's monument was made to her rigid specifications. The glossy slabs of black polished granite are unmistakable in a grid of gray headstones. Steps lead to a platform, and underneath it, not visible, is her casket, which is actually at an angle. Her head and feet point in the most auspicious directions. No grass will grow over her. Grandmother always hated the idea of people stepping on her body after she died. "If anyone steps on my back," she warned, "I'll break their neck." Vietnamese believe the parent's spirit can control the family's future. Throughout the year, at the family altar, the spirit is offered fruit, rice, water, tea, sometimes alcohol. If not, it becomes a hungry ghost that haunts the family. We light incense daily as a reminder that life burns shorter and shorter. Flowers on the altar represent the temporary beauty of life. And then every year at the Dâm Dỗ, or death feast, the dead and living members of the family are bound in an interdependent relationship. We take care of them, they take care of us.
Ancestor and altar, we always put in the family room. It's have a warm.
That's my Aunt Mui.
So that dead people can still can join you. Hope they don't, but they still.
Aunt Mui was the 10th child. She shared a bed with her mother. And even now, at 64, she remembers the comfort her mother's solid presence gave her.
I think at that time I was in the first year of college. I still sleep in the same bed with her. And my memory of childhood is, I wake up middle of the night, I always touch her, make sure he's still alive. I still miss her. She's one of the guys. None of us can follow her.
I also remember sleeping on that bed as a kid. It was a carved rosewood table with no pillows. I wondered if my head would end up shaped like a square from sleeping on such a hard surface. In Vietnam, female family members do much of the work for the death feast. They spend days preparing the grandparents' favorite dishes. But things are different in our family. My Aunt Mui is making sautéed crab with clear thread needles. But it's her husband's job to crack the crab.
So how did you end up being the crab cracker?
Patience.
Your wife doesn't do it, so.
For Aunt Mui, the Dâm Dỗ, the death celebration, helps maintain family relationships after a parent dies.
Because when the parent pass away, the children scatter all around. No place to come together anymore. That's why the Vietnamese people want to celebrate so they can bring the children back together. Or if they match each other, it's a time to heal, to be one family again. That amazing, is that a very thoughtful, deep thoughtful about that. We never have a birthday party, and they don't even remember their birthday, but remember the death.
Once everyone arrives for the party, my oldest uncle calls grandmother's spirit to come eat. There's a big spread, and everyone critiques the food they've made for the woman who never even learned to cook rice.
Maybe you want to put some chips over here?
Grandma's picture presides over platters of food.
What's your favorite thing that you ate tonight?
Tonight? The curry.
Bamboo soup.
The vegetarian rolls.
The fried shrimp.
My favorite food? The wine.
Wine.
Always there is a bowl of rice, a boiled egg, and a cup of water. Grandma wasn't a heavy drinker, but there's a small carafe of rice wine and a few bottles. We leave huge portions for her to enjoy while we eat our own food. It's actually a lively event, this party with a dead guest of honor. But everyone is older now. Mui, the youngest of Grandma's children, is 64. My generation has taken over the big table, but we still call it the kids' table, even if we have our own kids. The grown-ups squish into folding tables, but they've still got dibs on the comfy chairs. They predict us kids won't follow the old customs and joke, you know, I'm going to go hungry in the afterlife. But for now, most of us are here, sharing stories about Grandma. She was a tenacious survivor. In the 1950s, she evaded Viet Minh death squads who wanted to redistribute land.
They already go to Hanoi and look for her and bring her back to the village. Even they bury some people alive.
With a million other North Vietnamese, grandmother and grandfather fled to the south. In their new home in Saigon, grandma made the rules. Aunt Mui says grandma expected as much housework from her five boys as her five girls.
The girl cook, the boy wash the clothes and mop the floor. And when they tell they wash the clothes, they wash everything. Not like don't wash underwear. She is a woman right activist.
Grandma set the standard for the formidable women in my family.
She grew in the generation that women not allowed to go to school. All she learned how to read and write by look over the brother's shoulder. Yes, my mother is one of the Kai, and today we celebrate her death.
It's now 12 years since my grandmother died, and Mom is still having that dream with Grandma teetering on a black wall. She's never gone to Grandma's Dem Zol, the death celebration. She's afraid of her mother's ghost. Today is only the second time my mother has been to the cemetery where her mother is buried. I'm taking her on a clear winter day to make amends with the ghost. I've come to visit you, Mother. Your flowers are very beautiful, Mother. It's been very long since I've come to visit you. Don't forget, be strong and healthy. She traces the letters of her mother's name with her fingers. Then she leans on the steps, steadying herself, picking off leaves and sweeping the stone with her hands. None of the tombstones are as beautiful as hers. Grandma used to grumble, I hate it. Here in America, when you die, you just lie around all over the ground. So here they've built a structure you'd have to climb to stand over her.
Mộ của mẹ đẹp nhất ở đây đấy.
Your house is the most beautiful, mother. No one else's is so shiny and black. Okay, I'm going home, mother. Keep us healthy. As we leave, mom tells me to respect the other ghosts. See, she says, here, we could walk on someone's neck. Let's go this way so maybe we don't step on anyone. The first time I took mom to grandma's cemetery, I saw my mother in a new light. She was indestructible like grandmother, but also a child. She was more human and more beautiful than I had ever seen her. And to see her like that made me love her more than ever before. We can never repay our debt to our parents. And whatever Western values I've acquired, that's one way of thinking I never want to change. When we leave, mom wants to take a detour. Don't go straight home, she tells me. Grandma's ghost is strong. It may end up in the house. So we go to Target. Even grandma can't catch us in an American personal care aisle. I can't tell you that this is a Vietnamese tradition because it's not. An uncle said, I've never heard of this custom of dodging grandmother's spirit in a shopping mall. No. It's something new mom and I have created to give mom some peace.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. You guys done?
Yeah, I think she's done. She's just putting away her stuff.
You need a bag.
Okay, I don't need a bag. Thank you.
In San Jose, this is Christine Nguyen for Cross Currents.
That story was made as part of a fellowship from the Gerontological Society of America. To get stories like that delivered straight to your inbox, subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter. It comes once a week, every week, and you won't miss a thing. Sign up at kalw.org, click Cross Currents.